Hi everyone, thanks for joining me today. We are going to be switching gears from what it takes to sell a house in today's market and why it's important to have an agent represent you to going into what is causing the market today. There's a lot of different ideas and there's a lot of things flying around everywhere, but there is a perfect storm. And these are the six topics that most people agree is the cause of today's market crisis, in the housing market crisis. The first storm of six that's really affecting you is interest rates are an all-time low. Buyers are seeing interest rates in the low threes right now, but they hit in the 2.5% for a long time. This is lower than your parents have ever seen. This is lower than your grandparents have ever seen interest rates. Everyone's refinancing. Everyone can afford bigger, better houses. And everyone's wanting to move up due to different circumstances of those houses. And that's going to go, because of the interest rates, that's going to go to topic number two. And that's talking about the affordability of houses in today's market. And this is basic numbers. It does not go into back-end things about your individual circumstances to purchase a house. So we're going to go off the assumption that we're talking about a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 20% down, and your $1,500 payment. So we're going all the way back to September 2018. Interest rates were around 4.62%. Back then, you were with that $1,500 payment, 30-year loan with 20% down, you'd be able to afford about a $350,000 house. Go to 2019. A year later, when interest rates were at 3.5%, dropped a whole percent. We're looking same situation. 30-year term loan, 20% down, $1,500 payment. We're going all the way up to the 425 range for your buying power. Now let's go even further in the 2020-21 time period that we've all been facing and battling together. We've seen interest rates as low as 2.5% with the same exact situation. 30-year term loan, 20% down, $1,500 PMI payment there. We are looking at a $475,000 buying power. And like I said, everyone's situation is a little different. But that gives a gist of exactly what is causing the market to shift on us, as far as so many buyers entering the market that have never even considered doing it. It's because they can afford to do it now and afford bigger, better houses that actually fit their lifestyles. After that, storm number three. And that's going to be talking about what's happening with our inventory. I don't want to say the word shortage because you see houses selling, buying and selling all the time. But there's not as much inventory out there at any single point, and it does not sit out there for long enough for it to accumulate for any significant period of time. In an average market here in Omaha, in a balanced market, I should say, you should be expecting around 2,500 to 3,000 houses on the market at any given time in the Omaha metro area. If you've been following my market update Mondays, all through winter, we've been looking at less than 500 houses through all price ranges, from $0 to $1 million, less than 500 houses available. And with spring and summer here, we've seen an uptick in houses available, but you've also seen an uptick in the number of buyers coming back out to battle for the houses. So that's another problem that we are facing. And in the next episode, we're going to dive into what is causing the problem for the housing shortage in today's market and why there are not as many houses for the buyers that are coming out and who exactly is buying all these houses and competing in offers. If you're having trouble buying a house in today's market, there are different ways, and you need to find an agent that's going to think outside the box and put you in contact with the correct lender and team to get you into a house in today's market. if you have any questions, want me to sit down with you and discuss what I do and what I think we can do as far as getting you into a house, happy to do so. And if you're looking to sell, make sure you reach out and follow my last few episodes about getting your house ready for sale. And make sure you give me a call and we can talk about how I'm going to maximize your equity and really put your house's best foot forward so that you can get into your next home with the most equity and the best buying power possible. Thanks, everyone.